Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
we continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. World Series game number 3 coming up tonight in Philadelphia between the Astros and Phillies. And this postseason, T-Mobile is donating $5,000 for every home run to Team Rubicon, a disaster response organization that helps with hurricane recovery efforts in Florida and Puerto Rico. And you can make a difference too. T-Mobile will donate $5 on your behalf if you text RELIEF to 595959. All up to $1 million. And now joining us from the New York Mets was a 2019 All-Star, and that is Daniel Vogelback. Daniel, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Is this difficult to watch the World Series? Because you were on a Mets team when you got traded. There was World Series expectations. And unfortunately, I'm a Mets fan, so I could say this as well. We didn't get out of the wild card round.
Yeah, I think that as a competitor at all, if you play sports, I don't really think it matters what team you're on. If you're watching the final series for a chance to win it and you're not in it, I think that everybody wants to be in that game. What you play for, and it's why you go to spring training every year.
Do you have a rooting preference in this World Series between the Astros or Phillies?
No, there's nobody. The only person connected to it all would be Schwarber from the Cubs, and then I grew up playing with Eflin from the Phillies. So those are the only two that I really know. So obviously I want them to play well, but I don't really have a hand in it.
Well, the Phillies are a heck of a story. They were 22-29, said goodbye to their manager Joe Girardi and promoted Rob Thompson. Now they're 3 wins away from hoisting the trophy. Just wondering, and I know that you're focused on yourself in season, but you're an NL guy. Did you kind of just think all throughout the season that it was kind of a little bit inevitable with Philadelphia, that the way that they're built, they were just going to end up finding a way to play better?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at that, if you look at their lineup and their team, I mean, they got superstars all throughout that team. When they lost Harper in the middle of the year, and then you knew when he was coming back, his presence was going to be pretty well known in that lineup when he came back. And you kind of use last year, the Braves did the same thing. The Braves got hot and had the firepower, and they ended up winning the whole thing. So I think that just shows it's all about who gets hot at the right time.
Daniel Vogelback on the Zach Gelb Show. You being associated with baseball, clearly just wrapping up a year with the Pirates and the Mets. You're well familiar with the Astros cheating scandal all those years back. Does that even matter anymore at this point when you watch the Astros in the World Series?
I don't think, at least I don't. I don't look into that like that, because you look at those guys and, they've continued to win and, they've continued to hit and they've continued to, just perform at such a high level I think that they win the World Series and they do what they're doing. I think that, at least myself, I think that they just outright have earned that thing.
When you look at Justin Verlander, out of the game the last 2 years because of injuries, has had an incredible season this year, probably going to win the Cy Young. I know he got beat up in game 1 of the World Series, but whenever he gets back into this series to start, what type of Verlander do you expect most likely going to get the ball in game 5?
Yeah, I mean, anytime a guy with that type of stuff and the competitor that he is, and a guy, I always say that someone that's been successful as long as, Verlander has, and I always use like Scherzer and DeGrom and these guys, like when you've been that successful for that long, it's not by coincidence. They work really hard, and they continue to change their craft and adapt to their craft as, their years go. And you would think that the Astros are feeling really confident when Verlander takes the mound again.
You're 2 to 3 months with the Mets. How do you kind of look back at the experience?
Loved it. I always say you know, I always want to thank the Pirates for giving me the opportunity that they did. That group over there is special. The coaching staff special, and they got some good young talent. They gave me an opportunity to play every day. And when you sign a contract with a team that's rebuilding, you kind of figure that, you know, if you play well, you're going to be traded. And then getting traded to a team like the Mets with as many superstars and as much money as some of those guys are making, you know, you really don't know what to expect going into a clubhouse like that. And when you go in, and like I did, it was the easiest clubhouse to go into with the best teammates and the best group that I've been a part of. They all, no matter if you had 10 years in the big leagues or you had a day in the big leagues, everybody treated everybody the same way. And everybody went to the field every day to win a game. And I think that's why it was especially so hard losing, because, you know, every year, no matter what happens, the next year the group will never be the exact same. So, you know, knowing that you're not going to have the same group and having as much fun as we had, that hurts, I think, worse than anything.
You guys won 101 games. When you look at it just by that, you say it's a good season, but you know what happened in that series in Atlanta when you get swept and all you needed to do was win one game. Just what happened? How do you kind of look back at that Braves series?
Yeah, I mean, they just beat us. I think that's all you can really say. We ran into some, really good arms. Those guys can really pitch. Their bullpen was throwing the ball extremely well. And, you know, they just seem to always, you know, get that timely hit that we just couldn't get. And I think that's what sums up baseball, and that's what sums up, you know, big games. You just need the ball to go your way, a ball to fall, or maybe a ball not to fall for them. And, you know, trust me, I always say nobody wanted those games more than those guys in the clubhouse. It wasn't from a lack of effort or it wasn't from a lack of preparation, because we wanted them more than anything.
I know you swept the series right afterwards, but mentally, and you talked about how positive the clubhouse was, even though it's the playoffs, you know it's elimination, was it tough to regroup just with a little bit of a negative feeling right before you guys went out to go play against the Padres?
I don't think so, because of, you know, the leaders that we had, and it started with Buck. I mean, at the end of the day, I think, you know, Mark Canna said it best. You know, you don't go to spring training, you know, just to win the division. You know, you go to spring training to win a World Series. So I think that we still were trying to be positive in the sense of, you know, our goals and everything was still in front of us. I mean, obviously we made it harder on ourselves, but, you know, the goal of winning a World Series was still attainable. We didn't get eliminated from the playoffs by losing that series. And then we just ran into a Padres team that, you know, played really well. And, you know, they just beat us, and we couldn't get over the hump.
Wrapping up with Daniel Vogelbach, are you hoping the Mets pick up your option? Like, how do you kind of approach that?
Yeah, for sure. I would love to be back in New York. I enjoyed my time there. I think that the group there, like I said, is special. And, you know, I would like nothing more than to, you know, win a World Series in New York with that group.
We know how important Florida is to you, obviously. Tell me everything that you're doing with T-Mobile, Daniel Vogelbach.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously this hurricane, you know, you know, you always have a soft heart for when a hurricane hits, but then when it really hits your hometown and a town that you lived in your whole life, you know, really, really, it really hits home, seeing people and seeing things that just are no longer here. You know, I always say, people say, you know, something got destroyed. You know, a lot of things here just didn't get destroyed. You know, they just got wiped out. They're just no longer here. People don't have homes. People don't have jobs. So, you know, I'm teaming up with T-Mobile, and like you said, this postseason, T-Mobile is donating $5,000 for every home run to Team Rubicon, a disaster response organization that helps with hurricane recovery in Florida and Puerto Rico. And you can make a difference, too, because T-Mobile will donate $5 on your behalf if you text RELIEF to 595959, all up to $1 million. And when I heard that, you know, just the fact that T-Mobile is doing that for a town that, you know, I see how affected it is. I'm truly appreciative on, you know, everything and all the donations that are coming.
What was Daniel Vogelbach like as a youngster growing up in Fort Myers?
Just running around outside, and mom wouldn't let me in until I was done playing with the neighbors, just because I just always wanted to be outside, just playing, fishing, hanging out with my brother and his friends. And I just enjoyed, you know, being able to, being blessed to have a family that gave me the opportunity to kind of do those type of things and play outside, and my dad that worked and gave us all the accommodations that we wanted. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the life that I got to live as a child.
Did you play? I know you're a big Florida football fan. Did you play football growing up?
I played football, no, just as a freshman, just for fun. And I actually played basketball all the way to sophomore year of high school. And I never played year-round baseball. My dad didn't let me. I always played other sports just for fun, and made me look forward to baseball season.
Wow. So how'd you develop the timing then in baseball, since you didn't play it year-round?
I mean, I just played during, you know, season, you know, and I'm something that it made me look forward to baseball season, and I could kind of flip a switch and then, you know, really focus on baseball when it was time to focus on baseball and didn't get burnt out. And I think that sometimes that's a lost cause nowadays. Everybody wants to play. If you're 9 or 10 years old, they want to play year round and play on 5 different teams. And, you know, it just wasn't my thing. I just wanted to be a kid, and then when it was baseball season, play baseball.
Two more quickies before we let Daniel Vogel back run. I saw your interview with Barstool when you got to town here in New York City. Those Florida football games must be great to attend, especially when you're with all your buddies. What's your tailgate spread looking like?
Yeah, haven't been great recently because we're 4-4. Yeah. But
that is true. Hey, you can always have a good tailgate, though. It makes the game better.
Yeah, you know, we enjoy just my buddy can cook a little bit. So usually we'll do something at the house, normally outside, so my wife doesn't get mad at us because we can get a little loud during the games. But, you know, do anything from, like, ribs or chicken, or if we have time, he'll do a pork butter brisket overnight.
Wow.
And then we just hang out and watch the games. And I think our heart's into it probably more than it should be because we love Gator football.
Absolutely love that. So what's the deal with Diaz and DeGrom? Are we getting them back in New York?
I think that's the question. I don't know. I'll tell you what, that guy's special. He is so talented, and you know, you never know before you meet someone about the type of guy he is, but I'll tell you what, he is about as humble and about as normal as human being as you could be for all the things that he's accomplished. So I hope for New York that, you know, they get him back, and I'm anxious to see what happens. But wherever he goes, you know, that guy is special.
So clearly you're talking about DeGrom. As for Edwin Diaz, you played with him in Seattle. Did this surprise you that the year that he had, how he was able to turn around? Because doing so in New York is not easy, because that guy was getting killed left and right in New York, and the way he turned it around was one of the more impressive things I've seen.
Yeah, it definitely didn't surprise me. That guy, I don't know exactly how – I think he was 20 or 21 when I was with him in Seattle, and – I mean, that guy, you would have never known. He was closing games, big games, and about just as dominant as he was with the Mets this year. And his stuff is unbelievable. And I feel like anytime he's in a jam or anytime, you know, things may go the wrong way, at least every time I've been with him, there's no panic because you just feel like you know he's going to get out of it.
Well, Daniel Vogelback, make sure everyone does text 595959. To help hurricane relief efforts in Florida and Puerto Rico. Really do enjoy the conversation today and the time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.